Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey. It's Monroe Rye. And joining me today is the kindred Chris Kringle. That's you, Chris. Say hello.
Sorry, I was waiting for something else to go with that.
Nope, that's it. That's all you got.
Well, sad because I had a ho 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 and a very happy early birthday, Ryan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And the merry and magical Molly.
The one and only. It's me. Hello, everyone. And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone.
Yes. Chris, I'm so sorry. It's hard to do the K's and the C's with Christmas things other than Christmas.
Well, no, that was, I was totally fine with it. I'm so used to there being longer that I was like, okay. I'm waiting for more before I throw the ho 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 in there.
I had other things that I was prioritizing, so I apologize.
Nope, it's all good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Disney news, news about our lives, anything? What's everyone doing for the holidays?
Going crazy.
Other than that.
This is the first year in a while where I really don't have any like set in stone Christmas plans. So I don't know. I'm still quite on the fence on what I'm actually going to do on Christmas Day, but I'm excited for whatever happens.
All right.
Yeah. As for me, kind of like your family, this year my family is having 3+ different Christmases. So
yeah,
it is what it is. Not something I'm used to, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes. But
yeah,
and we're already planning for next Christmas.
Hey, there you go. I know, 23rd, my birthday / party with my mom, dad, sister, her husband, and their new baby. 24th is Justin's parents. 25th will be Justin and I, and then the 26th we go to St. Louis to see my brother, his wife, and their twin boys. So a lot of traveling and a lot of Christmas spirit over here in this household.
Does that mean no Wilzok family PJ photo this year?
So it's going to be probably, we've been doing it like separate photos in the past couple of years.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah. So like we'll take one with my sister, her husband, and my parents at their house. And then we'll take one in St. Louis with my brother's family, my parents, Justin and I, because my sister and her husband are not going out this year.
Right.
Her husband typically doesn't go out to St. Louis. So, but yeah, there will be PJ photos. Don't worry.
For like the 5 listeners that don't know Ryan and his family, they do a fantastic, I mean, their Christmas PJs are amazing every year. It's one of those things I look forward to.
It's getting harder and harder as the family continues to grow, though.
Right.
So it used to be themed like we did superheroes 1 year. We've done, you know, just different things. And now that there's like 12 of us, it's like, oh, what do we do? No Disney news?
Nothing too crazy, no.
Okay. Well, bear with me. I'm still getting over whatever this nasal sinus
Same.
Crap is. But I feel better and I sound a little bit better. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we welcome you to the DCP Anonymous Podcast because we are going to be redoing. We are making over Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Yes, we have all decided to take a different approach to this. There are rules this week, so we are not looking at a 27-minute episode. Here are the guidelines to our Very Merry Makeover. We are going to be renaming the event. We have to come up with a nighttime parade. We had to figure out a fireworks show. Different overlays for different rides and attractions. Dining and snack options. Meet and greets with different characters. We had to replace the famous Disney cookies with something else. And we had to redesign the cast costumes. Did I miss any?
No, I think that was everything. And we have been hard at work, let me tell you. Over here at Molly Industries, our replacement is very exciting.
Would you just like to go into your replacement right now?
Well, that's going to be my follow-up question is, are we just going to do what we did last time where it's like we get on a soapbox?
No, we are going to do each one of these individually. We're gonna go in a round. So like we're gonna rename the event, explain it, then all do our thing, and then go to the next one.
Great. Well,
Perfect.
would you like to hear what our event is called?
I would love to hear what Molly's event is called.
Great. So, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, whoever, we're done. We're over it. We need to bring in something fresh and new. And what else other than Jack Skellington's Second Try Christmas Time Spooktacular?
I love it.
Very nice. Very nice.
And the reasoning behind that is, listen, you know, he tried. He really tried the whole Christmas thing. He did his best. Didn't go so well. I think we should give him a second chance. Just see what happens.
I love it. Christopher, would you like to tell
Okay.
us?
Sure. So over here, I've got Goofy's Gooftacular Christmas Party. A Christmas party, I know, what a shock, right?
Literally.
But my
I
thing
can't
is,
believe Chris went with Goofy. Of all the
right?
people in the world to go with
The Goof?
Goofy.
So my thing is, don't get me wrong, I love Mickey and Minnie Mouse. However, they get everything. They get a Halloween party. They get the Christmas party. They get to be the main, duo for everything Disney. So, at Goofy's Gooftacular Christmas Party, not only are we recognizing Goofy, but we're also going to recognize all of the other characters that don't get as much love. So, Donald's going to have a part to play. Chip and
Ooh.
Dale are going to have a part to play.
Ooh.
Yeah, I knew
Clarabelle
Ryan would like
Cow.
that.
Clarabelle Cow,
Of course,
please.
Clarabelle's getting in there.
Yes.
So they are all going to have a part to play. And some of my favorite Christmas movies are the Disney animated, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, those great Christmas movies. So you're going to see a lot of inspirations and pops from those as well.
I love it. All right, well, over here at Rise World, we have the Chippendale Merry Mischief Party, where Chip and Dale take over the park, and the theming consists of Chip and Dale taking over Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and spinning it to make guests see Christmas in a whole new way.
Aww.
As for our nighttime parade, Molly, would you like to tell us what your nighttime parade is?
Yes. So our nighttime parade is the best wishes to you parade. And what it does is it reuses and rethemes all of the floats from the Boo to You parade. So instead of
Love
it being Boo
that.
to You, it's best wishes to you. Of course, it is primarily themed around that and giving it a festive spin. The characters, like a lot of the villains, are out in very rare festive costumes. For example, you'll be able to see Hades with a cute little winter scarf moment. Love to see it. Ursula is dressed up as Mrs. Claus. You'll also get to see Dr. Facilier dressed up as a elf, which is very exciting. But yeah, just a nice little festive spin on all of your favorite scary villains and characters.
Please tell me the gravediggers are going to be there, but instead of like having a shovel, they're going to have like candy canes
Yeah,
and
they're
spark the
giant.
ground.
Yeah, they're just
Yes.
giant candy canes.
I can get behind the candy cane, but I was going with snow shovels.
Oh, you could do that too. You could
Could
do
do that
that
too.
too. That are painted like candy canes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
There we go. Perfect. Chris, tell us about your
Love
nighttime
that.
parade.
Well, here is our hint of Donald. So we are. I don't have a fantastic name like Molly did. But it's all Christmas themed. Donald is the very first float is Donald and the nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, trying to decorate for Christmas, and it's an over the top, thing of Christmas decorations. But you see Donald like all tied up in Christmas lights and the chaos that ensues with Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Like Donald is tangled in them, like after trying to set them up.
Yes.
Love that.
Right. Like it's just, totally Donald.
Yes.
You'll have all of the Duck McDuck family. You're gonna have Scrooge in there. You'll have Chip and Dale, and of course Mickey and Minnie and Goofy. We are keeping with the Goofy's Kitchen, so the typical Goofy's Kitchen float, with Clarabelle Cow in there as well, helping whip up all the tasty Christmas treats. Very similar, but you're instead of what they currently have, which I do love, It's all you've got the Fab Five slash Six all have their Christmassy themed floats, and then each princess gets, their float and their holiday traditions. You have to have Olaf's that time of year float, of course,
Oh, yes.
because it wouldn't be a Christmas parade without. And then you're throwing in hints of the other Christmas movies. Maybe you see the ghost from A Christmas Carol.
Ooh,
And yeah.
spooky.
That's as close to Molly's as we're gonna get there. Just a few ghosts, nothing crazy. But
Love it.
yeah. Let's hear it, Ryan.
My nighttime parade is the Punk Party Parade, featuring the whole new sound artists
Oh.
performing Christmas favorites with all Disney characters in 90s punk colors, meaning black and neon.
I love that. I'm
That is
obsessed with
awesome.
it.
And that's all I have for it. It's just going to be punk Christmas in black and neon colors with all of our
Sign me
favorite
up.
characters.
I'm in.
All right, our fireworks show. Tell us
Molly.
about it.
Okay, our fireworks show over here is called New Year's and New Beginnings, and it starts with Jack flying an empty sled to the castle via Tinker's Flight. And the theming is all on second chances, retrying, being brave, being strong, all of those great themings. And it's a classic, it's your classic Disney fireworks show that like it ends and you just feel better because you're like, yeah, I can really do anything. And even if I fail, I can try again. It's a very abstract way of me kind of trying to describe this, but hopefully you get my meaning.
I like it. Chris, fireworks.
Fireworks. Chippendale's Christmas Mischief.
Hey, we're gonna be similar here.
Yeah, of course we are. I mean, what's new? So we are starting out. Cinderella Castle looks like Cinderella Castle in the wintertime. It's, got the beautiful colors and the snow cap and whatever, but it looks normal. And the show starts, and all of a sudden you see the I can't remember the mo what video it is, but it's Chippendale trying to decorate for Christmas, and they're like arguing and whatever. And the box of garland and lights gets just flung, and all of a sudden, the castle is dressed in garland and Christmas lights. But it's not super pretty. It almost looks like two chipmunks or Stitch did it. Like, it's gonna be chaotic. And from there, it leads into scenes from those, again, those different Christmas movies. You've got, at one point, you'll have the scene of Max and Goofy, and like Max discovering Goofy dressed as Santa. You'll have Huey, Dewey, and Louie going out to ride on their sled. Of course, all wild fireworks are popping off, and you've got the usual, Christmassy fun going on. And it'll have more of a, I don't want to say jazzy, but pop Christmas music. It'll be your usual Christmas songs, but they're been jazzed up and pop and different from the usual old Christmas carol sound.
Nice. Very
A whole new
nice.
Christmas sound.
Sounds a little familiar there.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
All right. Well, my fireworks show is the Merrily Ever Makeover fireworks. So, plot twist, Chip and Dale are projected onto the castle, causing mischief, Chris.
My bad.
They are hiding Christmas presents, playing pranks on our favorite Disney characters. So, this is all projected onto the castle, obviously. And bringing the holiday spirit to Main Street USA. Guess what? We're bringing something back. We're bringing those dream lights back. Those are going to be back on the castle, and they are going to
Ooh.
sync to the music and the fireworks. The music is going to be presented by Jordan Fisher, who sings Happily Ever After.
Very nice.
And that is going to be our fireworks show.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Now let's talk about some overlays, Molly. How many do you have? What are we overlaying?
I have two.
Two.
I
Okay.
have two. Mainly because that's I will say this is kind of where I reached a little bit of a creative block. So my apologies, but I have two, and I think they're both very entertaining. The first one, I feel like this comes at a shock to absolutely nobody. The Haunted Mansion obviously is getting a full Nightmare Before Christmas festive overhaul.
Heck
Like,
yes.
I don't know, maybe like Disneyland always gets. Weird.
Because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So yeah, we're gonna take that, and it's gonna be like that, but just 10 times crazier. Because obviously, it's not only is it Jack's ride, but it's his whole event. So you know he's gonna go above and beyond and over the top. So that's the first one. The second one we have is Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, where everything is rethemed with festive fun and jokes, where you get to giggle alongside all your close family and friends from Orlando all the way to the North Pole, home of, you guessed it, the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh. My voice just cut out there.
As we all throw our hands up and do jazz hands, that's hilarious.
Some things you've just been trained to do.
Yes. Chris, what about your overlays? What do you have?
Well, it should come as a surprise to nobody that obviously I'm bringing the Haunted Mansion overlay as well.
Guess who else is
Right.
doing it?
I figured as
Me!
much. I figured I would have been shocked if one of us had not done the Haunted Mansion overlay. So I did look to see what overlays or what holiday theming was done at Disney World because I've never been during Christmas.
They've taken
Apparently
a
they,
few away as well.
yes, they've also taken a few away from Disneyland. Hashtag bring back Jingle Cruise. So most of my overlays I'm just keeping. Apparently they actually do a Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor holiday overlay. Christmas jokes, etc. So I'm still riding with Molly on this one. We're keeping that as well.
Guess who
But then
else
we
has
get
the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor overlay?
me. Imagine that. But then we gotta go over to because Walt Disney World does still have it. We are also keeping the Jingle Cruise.
Yes.
Guess who
The
also
most
has the Jingle Cruise?
me. The most holiday fun-filled crazy chaos there could be. So those were kind of my three big, I was like the only one I brought that was new was the Laugh Floor.
Okay.
I
Love
did
that.
think about, but I know how much Ryan hates Star Wars overlays on Space Mountain. I did almost think about like really ticking off everybody and bringing the Star Wars Christmas special
That
and
would
doing
be
an
really
overlay on
funny.
Space Mountain.
That would be really funny.
You would, everybody would hate
Okay,
it.
so for my overlays, shock to nobody, we've already talked about it. Haunted Mansion is going to be a Nightmare Before Christmas. We are going to do Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, only it's going to take place at the North Pole with the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Ooh, I love that.
The Jingle Cruise. And then for some that we have not mentioned, we're going to take Tiana's and we're going to make her host the town Christmas party. And Dr.
Ooh.
Facilier is causing mischief trying to terrorize the party. And Tiana has
Okay.
to save it. So that was one. Space Mountain will feature Chip and Dale in astronaut costumes.
I
And there's
love
going to
it.
be red and green lasers. We are going to have pirates be rethemed to South Pole elves that are trying to steal presents instead of treasure.
That's cute.
Oh.
And then we are going to have wreaths on all the Tomorrowland Speedway vehicles on the engines. And seven dwarves, all the dwarves have elf ears.
I can just see Grumpy now. He's gonna be so not happy.
And those are my overlays.
I
Thank you. Incredible.
love
Thank
it.
you.
You. I had a lot. I was like, what? Everything needs an overlay. Let's do
Right,
this.
everything needs an overlay.
Dining and snacks is our next category, Molly.
Okay, great. So I kept mine fairly simple. I kept mine to a savory snack and a sweet treat just to make it easy here. So the savory snack is bat's blood stew with bone sticks, which is actually tomato soup, and grilled cheese sandwiches that are cut into bones, because it's a classic kid snack and it's cute, and you can also eat it on the go. And then the other thing we have, our little sweet treat, is Sally's Blood Orange Dole Whip, which is a Dole Whip with a blood orange drizzle that I just thought looked, in my head, I thought it looked really spooky and yummy. So
I
I
love
want
it.
it.
Perfect. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Chris, dining and snacks.
Okay, so, Ryan, you know this. My favorite treat in all of Disney World is not the Dole Whip. It is the Mickey Mouse gingerbread cookie you get over at Goofy's Kitchen in Disney Springs, the one that you can customize and put whatever on. So we're bringing that entire concept over to the Magic Kingdom for the Christmas party. I haven't thought about where, but one of the quick services will like be turned into a spot where you can go and make your Mickey Mouse gingerbread cookie. Then we are going to have snowman-shaped cotton candy. To be more specific,
Ooh.
Olaf-shaped cotton candy.
I love that.
Right? And then we are doing I haven't really thought about who it should be. I just decided there would be a hot cocoa bar. Again, letting the guests kind of have a little bit of control over, what kind of cocoa you want and what toppings and decorations and whatnot. But I didn't come up with a character to go around with that one. So,
Bad. My dining and snacks are all very basic, very just like holiday themed. They don't have character themes, nothing like that. So the first one is Joffrey's Coffee will have peppermint mocha cold brews.
nice.
We are going to have a warm cookie bake. So, like cookies that are hot out the oven, fresh out the oven, with crushed candy canes sprinkled on top. And then breakfast casserole is like a huge thing during the holidays. So we're going to have breakfast casserole and you're going to have red and green sprinkles in it because it's not going to affect the flavor of it. It's just going to give it that little like Christmas theme to your dining
Aww.
snack. And that's all I have.
I
Love
love
that.
that.
Meet and greets.
Meet and greets.
Meet and greets.
Meet and greets. All right. That'd be so funny if we just like, if it came out of nowhere. I'm like, all right, meet and greets. Number one, we got
Later.
Tomater. So
I
our
was
first.
trying to lay, I was giving you a layup there, Molly.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I totally lost my train of thought.
Quite all right.
It's been a day. My apologies, friends. Meet and greets. We have Jack and Sally, of course, in festive attire, dressed as Mr. and Mrs. Claus, which is very cute. We also have, on the flip side of things, we will have Minnie and Minnie. Nope. Sorry.
Minnie and Minnie.
I'll fire myself. I'll go. My
Oh my
apologies.
gosh. Wait, can I take it? Can I change something about my Monsters Inc. Laughlore overlay?
Yes.
Yes.
Instead of the Eiffel Tower, it's the Earful Tower with the Santa hat
Yes.
on it.
Yes.
Yes. Thank
Okay,
you.
continue. Sorry. I just had to
No, that was important.
that.
Anyway, we will also have Mickey and Minnie, but they will be dressed up like Jack and Sally, but with a red and green primary color theme to it, so it's more festive and cute. And then Oogie Boogie will also be there, but he'll be in a little scarf and mittens, just because I thought that would be cute.
That would be really cute, actually. Chris, meet and greets.
Meet and greets. All right. So it's funny that we had the whole tomato thing going on here
Yes,
because
Chris.
with the bringing
Tomater.
in of cars, I want Mater there with a wreath stuck to his hook. Like,
Yes.
it has to happen. But of course, my very first one I thought of was, I don't want Goofy dressed as Santa. I want Max dressed as Santa.
Okay,
It's
doesn't
one of my
surprise me.
favorite scenes from that movie is when Max realizes like Goofy teaches him the importance of trying to bring that Christmas spirit. And yes, Ryan.
Question. Will Lester from Lester's Possum Park be making an appearance?
Lester from Lester's Possum Park will not be making an appearance. I'm
I am
sorry.
no longer coming to your party. Thank you.
That's fine. But when Max is dressed as Goofy, it's just one of my favorites. And of course, Goofy will be there in his Christmas sweater. Chip and Dale, again, I'm all about the Fab Six with this concept. So you'll have Chip, Dale, Daisy, Donald, Pluto, Mickey, Minnie. Yes, I know that's more than six. And they will all be in festive Christmas sweaters and Santa hats and such. So, and then, of course, like I said, bringing in that we're going to have the new Cars Land and everything, you're going to have Mater and
Lightning.
Lightning. Yeah, I totally blinked for a second
Ka-chow.
there. Thank you. With some festive, and like I said, Mater's going to have a wreath, and I think Lightning needs some like Christmas lights wrapped around him.
Okay. Nice. So my meet and greets are going to be all Mischief characters. So you have Chip and Dale, Stitch, Dr. Facilier. Cusco's kind of mischiefy if you think about it. Tink and Clarabelle Cow, because she's the town gossip. And we are going to have them in their Christmas best. And by that, I mean they're going to be in Christmas onesies. They are going to be in Christmas suits. They are going to be in sparkly dresses and Santa costumes. And the color theming, pop punk. So again, black with neon green and neon red.
I'm dead.
Christmas cookies. What are we replacing them with?
Oh, the cookies. Okay. I was ready for costume decks, but I was also ready for cookies. Okay. It was so funny because we had talked about this last week. We talked about the cookies, and I've got a lot of feelings about the I almost said not so scary. I have a lot of feelings about the Very Merry cookies because don't get me wrong, I love a cookie, but the cookies they give out, I can get at Publix. I can get those kind of cookies anywhere. You want to know what you can't get anywhere? Specialty gingerbread cookies. So I'm thinking across the park, there's four cookie. Nope. Correction. I know my numbers. Across the park, there are five cookie stations where you can get a gingerbread cookie of one member of the Fab Five. So you can get all Fab Five members as little gingerbread men.
Adorable.
I like that a lot. That's very cute.
Also, Molly, I have to point out when you said five, you held up six.
I know. I wasn't gonna say anything because I saw it too, and I was like, it's fine. This is an audio medium. No one will ever
I
know.
was like, I'm not gonna interrupt to call her out, but that was just, you're like,
Until
I
Ryan
know my
starts putting video
numbers.
back out on Instagram.
Right.
This will be the first video back. Will be me being like,
Hey,
no one will ever know.
I'm back on winter break, y'all. I have the time now.
Oh, I'm gonna put the Santa hat back on.
Okay, Chris, what are we doing
Oh
for your
gosh.
Christmas cookies?
I had a hard time with this one. I mean, because for me, it is all about the Christmas cookies.
Meat on a stick, Lester Possum Park.
No. If
Replaces
you
the castle
want,
with Lester's Possum
I was gonna
Park.
say, you told me that I could not, I had a completely different theme going originally. But I was told that I could not take it out of Magic Kingdom. So no, you do
Correct.
not
We're
get to bring
replacing Very
Lester's
Merry,
Possum
not
Park in.
Jollywood.
Oh God, no. I was going to
Either way.
Although, from my understanding, Jollywood needs to be replaced too.
No, Jollywood this year I heard is like knocking it out of the park. It's better than Very
Yeah.
Merry.
Oh wow.
Yes. Like
I
whatever
am
they
glad
did
to hear
between
that.
last year and this year, they like ramped it up.
I
Like
was to say, I haven't heard a whole lot about Jollywood this
they're
year,
saying it
so.
is the party to go to.
Excuse me. Well, that's awesome to hear. I'm glad to hear that because that's one I would like to go check out eventually.
Me too.
So I was worried they were going to take it away.
Next year, let's do
Sounds good. Other than I might very well be at Disneyland at that time.
hop on a plane. It's a
Wouldn't be the
five-hour
first
flight.
time. So I finally, again, I'm very much a Christmas cookie person. I started thinking, okay, what else is popular at Disney? And so you are getting the holiday popcorn trail. And each station, there'll be between four and five, I haven't decided, but each station will have a fun, small, tiny collectible. I'm not talking the freaking Simba or the large popcorn containers. It's going to be but a small collectible popcorn container for the holiday that you can go and try different holiday themed popcorn snacks.
I like it. That's a
So,
great idea,
yeah.
Chris.
Thank
All
you.
right.
What do you got?
Chip and Dale, chipmunks, right? Now, we all know
Ooh.
squirrels are the ones that enjoy nuts. But if you watch Chip and Dale, they're typically fighting over an acorn.
Yes.
In Ohio, we have what we call a Buckeye. It is a peanut butter and chocolate delightful dish. And so we are going to take the Buckeye and shape it as an acorn. But I know we have friends with allergies, so we can't always do peanut butter. So we're going to have substitutes. What those substitutes are, I don't know. But all of our treats will be Buckeye themed and acorn shaped. And that is what I
So
have.
cute.
As an aside, I've now been to Ohio twice to see you and have never had a Buckeye.
Got to go to Harry London's.
I love a Buckeye.
I really thought
Me
you were going to
too.
say Harryhausen's for a second
No.
there.
Harry London's, which is now Fannie Mae, which may now be Mally's. I don't know. But
Well,
Harry
next time I
London's
come
is
to
the
Ohio.
OG. I used to work like right down the road from it. Like literally it was a building over.
Okay. Next time I come to Ohio. We will go do that, and I get to actually see your house.
Okay. Sounds good. Cast costumes. Molly, this was yours, so I really
Yes.
hope you're going to knock us out of the water with it.
I was very
Because I am
excited about
not.
this one. So here's what I, sorry, I'm so sorry. This is so unprofessional. I had the biggest itch in my ear I had to get rid of. I'm gonna get fired after this episode, y'all. My apologies.
Know what? No, you're not, because
We're
he
gonna
hasn't fired me after the last four. We're good.
I'm going to start charging the two of you to be on the podcast.
Okay, so my costume, here's the thing, is Jack is a man of business. He's an entrepreneur, but most of all, he is a man on a time crunch. And again, we are in the vein, or sorry, we are in the spirit of reuse, reduce, recycle. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take the not so scary party costumes, okay? Everything that's not green, we're dyeing it red. All of that light green striping, we're gonna turn all that white. So we're gonna turn it into basically the same exact costumes.
Okay.
Just make them all festive, recolor them all, and then instead of all the bats, all of those are gonna get essentially what it's gonna be done is they're just gonna get squished down a little bit, so they're just bow shapes instead of bats.
I like it.
Very nice.
Very
Chris.
very homemade, very DIY.
Yes. Chris, what is your holiday themed costumes for our cast?
This is the other one I really struggled with. And all I could come up with is, I almost got myself in trouble here. All I could come up with is homemade Christmas sweater.
Oh,
So
okay.
I almost said all I could come up with was Harry Potter's homemade Christmas sweater, like the Weasley Christmas sweaters. And I was like, wait
Yeah.
a minute, I know better than to cross park, cross company here.
Yes.
Crossing state lines.
But yes, so they are all going to have like all of our Main Street cast and. You know, I'm kind of leaving like the lands alone they can have unless they're like specifically a popcorn stop or something like that or a meet and greet stop. The rest of the lands will keep their regular land costume, but Main Street and any of the actual Christmas stops will have festive homemade s Christmas sweaters.
Okay, I like it.
That's so cute.
Do we have a guess at what I'm doing?
Blue and yellow.
No.
I know.
Punk
Pink and green.
pop colors.
Did somebody say black and neon?
Black and
Black and yellow,
neon.
black and yellow.
So yeah, they're gonna keep their same costumes. We're just gonna make them black and neon, and
Love
some of
it.
them we're gonna add a little bit of plaid, like buffalo plaid, but it's gonna be punk pop plaid. And we're going to take the Disney D and we're going to make that punk pop as well. And put
That's
that
so
on
cute.
everyone's little costume. So.
It's so fun.
I really want to go to your party, Ryan.
I think my parade would be the best, honestly. Not like,
Yes.
just saying. We need that pump, pop, hot, punk, pop Christmas. You know?
Hey, did we miss anything?
I don't think we missed anything. I think we hit it all.
I think the one thing we missed is missed going to these banger parties.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Whose party do you think would be the most fun or the least fun? Or are there aspects that we should all join? I mean, I don't know. Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at Haunted Mansion. Do you think that's a great
Maybe.
idea or what? I don't know. Three out of three of us had it. Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor? I don't know. Three of us had it.
Three of three podcasters
Tell us what you would do differently with your holiday party to retheme Very Merry. I almost was going to do Oswald and make everything Oswald themed, but then I ran out of time and I was like, no, we're just going to do Chippendale. We got
You
this.
know, the other thought I had of while we were in the middle of podcasting
What?
was bringing back the Osborne Christmas lights.
Ooh,
Yes.
yeah. But that's
So,
different park.
again, I was like, but Ryan will yell at me because it's a different park.
It is a different park. Doesn't mean you
Like,
can't have an aspect of them
I was
somewhere.
like, can't we just bring them to Magic Kingdom since, you
I
know,
mean,
studios got rid of them?
you could. You could. That's why I brought back the dream lights.
Right.
All right, friends. As always, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram, DCP Anonymous Pod, or you can always email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. Share with your friends. Tell them about our podcast. Tell them how great we are, how funny we are, how delightful we are, how
Tell
much
your mom
better.
about us.
Tell your mom about us. Tell Lester's Possum Park about us, okay? Anyone and anything. Put it on the back of your car.
You talking to a stranger in the checkout line? Just be like, hey, you got ears.
Yeah.
You listen to podcasts ever?
Yeah. You like Disney? I got a
You
great
like Disney? I
podcast.
got a podcast for you.
Yeah.
I got a podcast for you.
You like Goofy? You like Chippendale? You like the
Right?
Muppets? These people also do.
You want to listen to a podcast?
Do you hate Snow White?
Too soon. I did invite Claire earlier.
Yes.
She texted me literally like halfway through and was like, sorry, I'm cleaning my house. So, hi, Claire, if you're listening.
Hello.
Claire. We love and miss you.
Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Goodbye! Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy New Year.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday,
Aw,
Ryan!
thanks. The Eiffel
Yay!
Tower.